Jo's a friend of the school, and she's our local MP. You know, the school lies in her constituency. And she visited the school just a year ago. And she was, as everyone describes her, full of life, full of passion, compassion, and determination to do the best she possibly could for the people that she represented. But I never taught her. Her time in school was some years before I came.
And what have you been telling pupils and staff today?
We've had a special assembly this morning, and special prayers, obviously, for Jo and her family. I was reminding them, really, of how she was just doing her job, you know, representing the local people and representing us. She's a representative of the school in two senses, really, isn't she? You know, an ambassador for us. She carries out her name with her in everything that she did, and represents the school's values incredibly well, but also as our elected and trusted representative in Parliament.
It must have been very sombre.
The school is grieving, really, collectively, for Jo. There's a very strong sense of community in our school, and although, you know, Jo was 41 and the eldest children we have in school are 18, they clearly consider that we've lost one of us, you know, one of our community, a local girl, made the best of the opportunity that, all the opportunities really, that the school presented in her time here, just as, you know, the current crop do. So there is a somber mood, absolutely, filled with respect for everything that Jo's achieved, of course. Saddened, deeply saddened, that she won't be able to carry on, you know, making that impact which she'd clearly begun to do very effectively as a parliamentarian. So, yeah, there's a very, very low mood in school today.
Okay.